Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good, and I don't know where this chilliness came from. Morning to you all, but I absolutely love it. Fall is truly here. Good Saturday morning to you guys. Welcome to Hand and Footprints, What is Your Legacy? I am your host, Ms. Ricky R. Jones, and today I'm on location, and I am broadcasting live out of Sicklerville, New Jersey. Thank goodness Joaquin decided to veer off and just go on out to sea. We do send our prayers out to the folks who are more along the coastline and pray that you're safe and you're warm and you guys are okay. But I'm going to tell you, this is my time of year because I absolutely love this time of year. It is beautiful. It is wonderful. It is chilly. This is the time where you could load up on all your clothing and layer up. But this is also the time where you start going over to people's houses and you know there's a difference between your house and someone else's house because your house is comfortable to you. You may come over to somebody else's house and like where, you know, how I am now visiting. The heat is wonderful, and I'm thankful for the heat, but I'm going to tell you, they got it on Hades in here. I'm sweating bullets in the little room here, and it's like, oh, my goodness. So I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy that you guys are here, as always. Those of you who are constant supporters, thank you so very, very much for being constant supporters. I truly appreciate it. You could be anywhere for an hour, but every Saturday you choose to be with me, and I don't count that as nothing. I really do appreciate it. Those of you who this is your first time being on Hand and Footprints, welcome. Welcome, and we're glad that you're in. Like I said, could have been anywhere, but you're here. And we're kicking off. You know I love October. October and March. I love all the months, but October and March are kind of my two favorite months out of the whole year for a couple of reasons. I love March because, you know, of course, that's when I started, and it's Women's History Month. And October is my favorite for a couple of reasons because, oh, I don't know, somebody has a Mike birthday tomorrow. Yay! And also it's my anniversary of my partner and I. You hear him a lot on the show. He calls in. He also has shows here on Blog Talk Radio. So we're doing our third anniversary of us collaborating and coming together on the mic. Because if we didn't come together on the mic, we wouldn't have Hannah Footprints. You wouldn't have Beverly Nation. So not only is it my birthday tomorrow, but it's also kind of like my mic-versary, you know, my mic anniversary birthday type of thing. So make sure you guys look at my Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, all my different social media accounts, because we're actually doing a show tomorrow evening. So make sure you guys call in for that. But the other reason why I absolutely love October is it's because you have all the different causes and all the different walks in October. And for me, you know, those of you who've been following, my big ones are definitely AIDS and HIV, domestic violence, and cancer. So those are some of my major ones that I'm into. But today, I tell you, I'm picking up a new, I shouldn't call it a habit, but another cause that, you know, kind of, I hadn't thought about it, but it does make sense for me to take up the cause. I have a wonderful lady on. She is such a champion for this cause, and not just for this particular cause that she's going to bring to the radio this morning, but just for human rights, social rights, justice for people, and just being an advocate and a voice for the voiceless. She definitely is one of my best friends, a sister to heart, true and true. I mean, you really can have no better person in your corner if you're out and about and down and out. You definitely want to have this sister in your corner. So without further ado, I'm going to tell you about, before I tell you about her, let me remind you guys how you can contact us. Those of you who are listening online, yay, thank you for being online. You know, you guys can either hit me up on the Hand and Footprints page, and you can send me a message there. If it's easier for you to send me a message via the Ricky Jones, that's fine too. But definitely, because you get to keep up with all the different updates that are going on with Hand and Footprints and the 15-Minute Conundrum on the show page. Those of you who are calling in, 347-826-9723, 347-826-9723. If you have a question or a comment, press the number 1, and we'll definitely get you into queue. So like I said, October is like my other favorite month, you know, just the causes and really when you start, I love the fall because it gives you a time to really start reflecting on what it is, your purpose, what it is that you're supposed to do, where do you find yourself the most comfortable or where you see where you should lend your voice. I love this time of year because it gets you to see that, yes, you are in this world, but you are not alone and you're not an island and your job somehow or another is to help somebody because at the end of the day, that dash that's in between our names and the sunrise and the sunset, it's all about what you did in between. So I'm going to get off my soapbox, but that's what I feel about October. And I'm going to tell you about this wonderful lady that I have coming on. Her name is Lasagna Burrell, and she was born and raised in Philadelphia. Hey, Philly in the house. And she is the owner and proprietor of the organization called The Calm Us After a Storm. Now, that may sound familiar to a few of you who are, you know, Blog Talk followers, and we'll get to that in a minute. She's a freelance writer and has been writing since the sixth grade, and as of present day, she's written four books. She's the host of the Calm Us After a Storm radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesdays, and you have to check her out. She usually comes on right before the 15-minute conundrum, so you definitely get inspired and then get motivated. So definitely want to check that out. So Lasagna started up a support group in 2013 for women having relationship or marital issues, or and it was designed simply for a place that the ladies could come and have, you know, good times together, get a kind of renewing of their mind and their soul. She had different activities for the ladies, and I was part of, and that's how we kind of, well, we knew each other, but kind of got into this, how all of this is evolving. But it's a place where you ladies can go and get refuge and do different activities and community service. So not only do you get a chance to kind of heal yourself, but you take your healing and you spread it to other people. So it's a great organization, great support group to get into. She has her BS in education and with a minor in psychology, and her master's in education with a whole bunch of certifications and rah-rah go-girl achievements under her belt. She has many events and projects that are under this umbrella that you have going on, and she has a book due out in the summer of 2016 and the grand opening of her next business venture in the fall of 2016 and a few things that she has up her sleeve. She also is a part of Tomorrow's Walk. There's a walk in Philadelphia, and it's a suicide awareness walk, and she's going to get into all of that. But I'm going to stop running my mouth, and I'm going to bring her on.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Lasagna. Hi.
How are you? How are you? Hello, everybody.
I'm fine, babe. How are you? Good morning. Thank you for being on Hand and Footprints. I appreciate it. Finally.
Thanks for having me. I know it's been a long haul. I'm finally here.
Finally. Yes, finally. And for those of you who are tuning in, listen, when I say this young lady, it's so funny how we have our gifts and we are a voice for the many people. And to get her to be it, to talk about her voice, was like pulling teeth, so I'm so happy and thankful that she is here, okay? But thank you so much, Lasagna B. I'm telling you, what can we say? Now, for those people who don't know you, tell them who is Lasagna B and what is this Calm Us After the Storm? You know, it's like, what? You know, we usually get the calm before the storm, but tell us about who you are and how all of that came about.
Well, actually, the Calm Us After a Storm is actually me. That's actually my entire life. And I summed it up in many, many parts. It didn't start off like that, actually. I am a survivor of domestic violence, a survivor of child molestation. So I was always a raging storm. So how I kind of alleviate some of the storms in my life, I started to write at a young age. And I started writing books. I started, like, doing a whole bunch of research on, you know, my rage and how storms work, how storms can be a calming effect. Even after you go through all these trials in your life, the storm can actually be good. You can learn from your storm. So that's how all of this kind of arrived. I started the support group, and I said, well, this is just my friends. I wanted to venture out outside of my friends, even though I love my friends. But I said, I know that my story probably could be, it could help other people. So that's how I actually started. I was in class in 2009. I wrote a paper called Starting Over, and some of the passages were from my book. So the professor kept me after class and was like, you know, I need to speak to you. So I was like, oh, God, he's going to give me an F. But actually, he wanted to know about the book because he wanted to do research. And I was like, that's my book. And he was like, what? I need to get it and blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, those are my personal thoughts. I'm not interested in sharing. And he said, you know, your tragedy can help someone triumph. And from there, it's just been a whirlwind of effects. And that's how we started.
So, and I'm glad you did start. I'm truly glad that you did start. And with the writing, so let's go back. You've been writing since you were six. You've had all of this. I know what made you decide to start writing, but
mm-hmm.
just the whole surviving of it, and we're so thankful that you have survived it. It's, you know, because some people, when they go through a tragedy and they go through everything, they kind of stay to themselves. They mm-hmm. they truly do. And so you started sharing, you shared your written work. And so when you started doing your books and you shared them, how did that process work for you? Because a lot of people, when they go through something, they keep to themselves, and they kind of just, they become the shell. But for you to share it, that's exposing you. People get to know your story. And, you know, how did you feel about sharing your stories?
Oh, my story, it was in, like I said, it was in many parts. It's like how it took so long for me to come on your show. That's how long it took for the layers to peel off of me. Even though a lot of people knew my story, they didn't actually know my story. So with the writing, I've been writing since the sixth grade. I had this wonderful teacher, Mr. Kane. So many, many teachers had encourage me to write, whatever you feel, just write it down. So at a young age, I was conditioned and trained to write, whether I was sad or happy or wonderful or miserable, I wrote everything down. And as I became an adult, I went back and started reading the journals and stuff that I actually wrote when I was in junior high or high school. And then I was like, okay, this is a healing process, because even though I went through those things, I had to go back to get healing, because I just basically left them there and forgot about them. But I had to actually read and get some form of healing. It was a healing process for me. So that's how the writing evolved.
And then and that's good. And you're still in the healing process, because you said that you have a book coming out in the summer, so you're still in this healing process. So now take us from still walking through your healing process to your organization. And I know you said you just started just the ladies getting together, but what made mm-hmm. What did that look like, you know, with the ladies getting together, and then what made you decide to go and move it to the next level?
So many of my friends, just people, I just talked to people on the street, at work, at the store. So many people were going through so much grief as far as their relationship. Just not a marriage or a boyfriend, girlfriend, but as far as parenting. They thought they were bad parents, or if they were poor at work, or they was living from paycheck to paycheck. So I was like, okay, women are really having a tough time out here. So the group started, like, let me see with amongst my friends, what can we do for the community? So that's how the community piece started. We all were individuals, and we all had our own separate causes. You were arthritis, cancer, HIV. I was diabetes and suicide, and someone else was this and that. So we all brainstormed to come up with something that will work for everyone. So even though is a healing process of writing a book, I have a healing process every single day, because every day I want to be a better person. Every day I want to help someone. I might not be able to help everyone, but underneath the umbrella of the company is not just for domestic violence or just for literacy. It's for teenage moms. It's for whatever you may need help under. You can come to the Commas after a storm, and you'll be able to get help in that one place. You wouldn't have to go over here to get something else and over here to get something else. It will be underneath one umbrella.
And that's wonderful, because in a storm, you're right, in a storm, during a storm, after the storm, you still need coverage, and that's great that you have this one place. I know that you're in the process of securing a location so that, you know, ladies can come in. And it's open to all ages, right? And if I'm not mistaken, I remember
all
you
ages,
saying that it's open to all ages,
mm-hmm,
all ethnicities.
It's not a cutoff. It's no matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, whatever your race is, if you need help as a woman, you can come there and you'll be able to get help. And if we can help you, we will be able to direct you so that you can get the help that you need.
Those of you who are just tuning in, thank you so much. Welcome to Hannah Footprint. Lord, I can't even get this. I can't even get the words out. Hannah Footprint, what is your legacy? And I am definitely on with a legacy lever and a wonderful, wonderful young lady. This is Lasagna B. And she's on with us talking about her organization, her books, and the there's this whole process of, and when we do the next half hour of the show, I want to talk into one of her many, 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 many organizations that she's supporting and drives and things of that nature. So we're going to get into that. If you have a comment or a question, I see you guys are on online. And those of you who are calling in, press the number one. And if you want to get a comment and or a question, by all means, please, 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 press the number one, and we'll get you in the. And I do believe we may have a caller. I'm just going to double check and just kind of make sure. But so you have this organization, you have the ladies coming in. It's open to everyone, and for everything that they can kind of get. What kind of like support services are you looking for? Like, you know, a lot of times we start organizations and we realize that we need help, and we need support. So what kind of things are you asking for people or different organizations or individuals to be able to do to kind of help you out?
Well, like I said, it's just starting up, so I'll take any kind of help. I mean, we're going to have something for literacy, because I found that a lot of women, if they are in a domestic violence situation, I find that sometimes it's not that they don't want to get out, but they don't have the means or the education or the resources to escape that situation, so they just stay because that's the only thing that they know. So a lot of them are uneducated, or a lot of them don't have jobs, or just don't have a safe haven to rest their head with their children. So I'm asking anyone that would want to help or will want to participate in this cause, you guys can email me, call me, Facebook me, Twitter me, or get in touch with Ricky Jones, and we can take it from there.
All right. So now what have you found to be, because what you're offering ladies, what you're offering women, absolutely something that we truly, truly need. What are you finding difficult with the women that you're offering these services to? What are you finding difficult? Just in general, it's two parts. What are you finding difficult, and what are you finding very easy to do?
Very easy to do is to get women to come. Very difficult is to get them to better themselves and get out of the situation that they're in. So, a lot of women that I talk to, if they are, just say they have a lack of resources. They don't want to get a job. They like to watch Jerry Springer, so welfare is it for them. But you can't advance with your children or send your children to a better school, or you can't get out of the neighborhood that you want to live in off of the system. So you might have to bite the bullet and get you a job, or if you don't want to get a job, let's set up a proposal for you to have your own business. So I think trying to get them out of the situation that they're in, because they're so accustomed and they're so fixed to and geared to that's how it's always been, is very hard to reprogram them for them to know that they can be a better person than what they already are.
And you and I both know that, like, even being in the classroom, it's hard. But it's hard because we're so used to, as women, we're so used to being the be-all and end-all, and we're not mm-hmm. supposed to show that we have weakness. And then sometimes, you know, things that we've had in our background kind of keep us back. But I'm glad that you're pressing forward. I mean, because, again, here you have, you know, you have an opportunity to share, and you're sharing and you're not being defeated or deflated by that. And if no one has said thank you, definitely thank you. I truly appreciate what you're doing. And those of you who are out there and you're listening, if you know of someone who may have a facility where she could bring all of this so women can come, inbox me. Hit me up. Let me know so I can pass the information on. Those of you, I know myself, I'm going to volunteer to teach some classes, parenting
yes.
classes. And
that's right.
I think, Whatever, miss. The parenting classes is something else we talked about. So I already know that I'm doing that, and it doesn't take much. If it's just, you know, calling in and people call, the ladies calling in, and you setting the appointments for them to come in or telling them what the workshops are, or even just decorating whatever the place, the location is going to be. This is the time to move, the time to get right, like they say, get right with yourself and do what you need to do.
And also,
if you have any of that information, definitely let us know. But go ahead.
And also, if you have any clothes for women, women and small children, if you have any business attire, if you have anything that, if there was a fire and they needed clothes, I'm also collecting those donations as well. So.
I tell you, this lady keeps busy. Every time you, listen, every time I call Miss B on the phone, Miss, where are you, Miss? Where are you? I'm here. I'm there. I'm every other where. They're like, okay, Miss. And you got the kids in tow. So now, that's the next question. With all of this that you're doing, because, you know, a lot of times it's like, oh, well, you're doing so much. What you doing for your own? How do you balance your career and your family and the giving that you're doing to society? How do you do it? Because a lot of times people look at you like, oh, well, something has to give, or something, you're not doing this, you're not doing that. And then some other people look at it on the flip side like, well, how can I do that? How I want to be able. So how do you balance all of that?
It's very structured. Just because I'm in multiple places at once, I have a schedule. I'm very detailed. I have to have a schedule because if not, I will be in Japan trying to do something for the women in Japan. So with my children, I have 3 grown children. So they're 2 in college and 1 is grown. And then I have 2 smaller ones that I'm responsible for now because the other ones have left the nest. But my daughter, she's in a whole bunch of activities, so I have to split myself in half because I want to give her everything that she needs to know that she's a beautiful black little girl growing into a beautiful black woman, and she can do basically anything that she wants, even though it's stressful that on Tuesdays I don't get home until almost 9 o'clock at night because she goes to volleyball, and from there she goes to Philadelphia, and then from there she goes to the Y. So I try to keep a very well balanced, you know, I keep the Lord first in my life. So that's extremely important. And I'm a Christian, and, you know, I keep that is the leveling ground for me. If not, I will be topsy-turvy all the time trying to do things on my own. So he's right there in the beginning, and he's at the end, he's in the middle. So that's how I'm able to keep a sane mind, because if I don't, I have, as I'm talking, I have projects rolling around in my head right now. So if I don't keep some form of lordship in me, I will just be bipolar and crazy. I just will be all over the place. So that's that with regard to my children and my family as well. I spend a lot of time with my family. So, yeah, that's how I do it.
Because that was just one of the questions we had just gotten off of offline, because we have folks who are hitting us up on our Facebook page, and they're asking questions. Another question is, all that you do, do you at some point in time, do you want to continue doing it, being the lead person to do it, or are you going to have it where you have people that are underneath you doing it?
Well, both. You know, it's like your child, so you always want to be there, just have your eyes and ears on your child, even though you have to let your child hand go at some point. But right now, this is my new baby, and I want to be there along the way. I don't want to just hand it over to someone, but, I mean, I do want people to come in and help, you know, as they will, but I want to be there to make sure that everything runs right, because after all, this is my vision, and no one can see my vision like I can see it.
Right. And ain't that the truth? Ruth, you can explain it, but it's the truth. It, no one can see it, because then you walk around looking like the wackadoodle, and they're like, what is the matter with you? Like, I can see it. Can't you see it? Like, no, I can't see it. But, and that was one of the questions that we had from the other young ladies. Another question I think we have coming in. Okay. Getting questions in several places, because people are hitting me up on messaging and other. So there's someone, and this is totally up to you if you want to kind of get in.
Okay.
But I guess the better question is, because we're not going to go deep into it, but taking with all the abuse that you were through,
mm-hmm.
besides writing and prayer, you know, I guess the better question is, did you have people to have the conversation with to kind of let them know that the abuse was going on? Because we do have people who are listening, and we do have people who are kind of are going through situations, and they want to know, I guess they want to know if they're involved in the abuse, or how, besides the writing, besides prayer, if there's someone, how did they turn to someone to have a conversation?
Okay, since we're talking about, as for me, it was abuse as a child from molestation, and then there was domestic abuse when I got older. I think a lot of times the child thinks it's their fault, and it is very important, no matter what was said or what was told to you, that it's best for you to go and tell someone. I don't care if it's a counselor, a teacher, a preacher, a friend, the crossing guard. It's better for you to tell, because if not, the abuse will just continue. And for me, a lot of my family didn't even know for a while, like some of my aunts didn't know until I was in adulthood. So it's better to tell. As far as domestic violence, I think as an adult, you think that you can handle the problem. And even though it was just one time, you think, okay, you can give the person a chance. But 9 times out of 10, whether it's verbal, mental, physical abuse, it will continue if you don't take a stand, if you don't leave the situation, if you don't try to get refuge, it will continue. And for my part, the individual was a police detective. So not only was it abuse, it was actually, it was the stalking, it was harassing, and it was just on and on and on and on and on until finally it was court proceedings. So, but in most cases, if you tell someone, if you get help, you can get out of the situation ASAP instead of letting years and years of your life go by with this in your life and over top of your head.
And that's the whole purpose of why you have your organization. And for those of you who are out there, let me say this. A lot of times it's not about what type of abuse or the whole description and the whole story of the abuse. It's not about
mm-hmm.
that. What it is about is getting the help, getting the services that you need. So if you know someone who's going through, or if you're going through, it's not about the description of everything. It's about how are you going to live through it and getting the help that you need. So now when you go, when you come, when she gets to the facility and you come to the workshop and you come to the conferences and the different seminars that are going to take place, don't get so affixed on where you are now. Come on in where you are so that way you can get to the next level. You know, don't worry about, you know, it's just like when you go into church and people give their testimony. You know, don't worry about where they've come from. Worry about where they're going, And that's why we do what we do. That's why we try to give a voice to how we give a voice to. So now, let's talk about this Blog Talk Radio show.
The Blog Talk
Show. How did that get started?
I had a friend, and you guys know her as Ricky Jones, and she harassed me so. She harassed me.
She harassed me.
People out in radio land, she harassed me to get my voice on. She said, you have something to say. You always say stuff. You always get smart. Say something. Make a change. So that's how it came. It came to play. I didn't want to do it. I fought her every step of the way. I was like, this is not for me. I don't feel like this. I don't have the time. She said, make the time. And from then, that's how we started. And
so
I haven't regretted
it. I'm glad I told you. So now, tell the people the name of the show and then tell people how they can. What days are you on, and what do you talk about?
I am on, well, the name of the show is actually the name of my group. There's so many things underneath that name that it's ridiculous. One of my books is The Calm of Evelyn Storm, and then it's the radio show, The Calm of Evelyn Storm, and it's the organization, and then it's the support group. So I like to key in that because even though you may have storms, it's always dust. Before the sun rises, always the snow before it clears up. So I'm on Wednesdays. I'm thinking about going on another day, but for now it's Wednesdays at 6. Sometimes I'm on at 4, and the topics can be anywhere from, I think that this month we're doing domestic violence. We're going to have some really, really, really uncomfortable topics. So, you guys might be crying. You guys might be happy. You guys might be well relieved, but it's going to be topics that not too many people want to talk about, molestation or prostitution or whatever the case may be. But those are some of the topics that will be on my show. So tune in.
I know I'll be tuned right on in because I can't wait. I can't wait. And you're right because topics, and that segs with, that is going to bring us into the break. Segue of the cause that you're walking for tomorrow that we're all a part of with you, the conversations that people don't want to have and the things that people don't want to discuss in the families. And sometimes it's right in front of our faces. We see it. And because we're taught certain things you just don't discuss, it gets pushed under the rug. And then when tragedy or something happens, then everyone wants to say, well, I didn't see it. Well, I'm so surprised. You know, and sometimes you want to say, really? Were you really that surprised? And you saw certain things, and or you didn't have the conversation, or people didn't feel comfortable enough. So that brings us into for tomorrow. And the part of one of the other, one of the many different voices that you bring, and I'm glad that you're doing it. But tell us, before you get the chance to tell us, I want to remind people, hey, if you're calling in, it's 347-826-9723. Those of you who are just tuning in, welcome. This is Hannah Footprints. I am Ricky Jones. I'm on Miss Lasagna B. And what can I tell you about her? She's an advocate. She is a voice for the people, a champion for the cause, host of a Blog Talk Radio show, and author. So you know, I'm glad that you guys have tuned in. If you have a question and you're calling in online, make sure you press the number 1. If those of you who are online and you're listening now, the computer wants to act crazy. Devil's a lie. If you want to listen online, you definitely can hook me up. You know, make sure you send me a message via Facebook on Hannah Footprints, or you can also send me a message on Ricky Jones's page. Those of you who have direct connection with me, you can send me messages that way, and we'll definitely get it on. So if you have a question, by all means, this is your opportunity. If you have a comment, make sure that you say something. So now, Lasagna, you have this walk that's taking place, and that's why I said I love about October. You have all the different awareness, all the different ribbons, and people think it's just about the walk and the fundraising, but it really is the message behind and the motivation and the purpose. So tell us, tell our listeners about this walk that's taking place in Philadelphia tomorrow and how you got involved and why is it such a big for you? Why is it big for you? And then what's everyone's hesitation about the cause?
Well, the walk is the Out of the Darkness walk at the Art Museum tomorrow. It's for the foundation, American Foundation of Suicide Awareness. And I got involved with this organization years ago, but I never did the walk. I was always hesitant to do the walk. In 2005, one of my students, he killed himself. And the whole week, he was one of the students that he would stay up underneath me. But the whole week, it was like he wasn't his playful self. He, he barely came to class. He barely wanted to do anything. And the day that he did it, I actually kept him after school, and I was like, are you okay, Ricky? And, you all right? What's the matter? Blah, 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 blah. And he said, thank you. And that's all he said to me. And he was like, you're real cool, and thank you. And I was like, okay. And that was it. That was on the Friday. Monday came back, didn't see him. Tuesday came back, get the phone call that he committed suicide. So I was devastated because I probably was one of the last ones that really said something positive to him, because from the home life that he came from, it was terrible. So when they called me, I was like devastated, like, oh my goodness. And then fast forward to 2011, in my family, we had 14 deaths in 6 months in our family. So at the time, I was going to Chestnut Hill. I broke my ankle. To hit my truck, snapped the bone out of place. So I was just through. I was exhausted mentally. My great grandmom just passed away, and I went up to this college. I was having a fit, like I'm not going to finish. A professor that I had for several classes, strong Russian accent. I could never understand him in class. I went in there, said, I'm not going to finish. He followed me. I was on crutches. He followed me to my car and was like, everything's going to be okay. And he startled me because I never heard him talk that clearly in all the years that I've been in that college. Graduated that May. That August, got a phone call from my friend, go get the Daily News. He had killed himself inside the college. Let the class out, 2014. Get another call that my cousin, close cousin of mine, he killed himself on his birthday. So I was overwhelmed. And then now September 2015, close friend, little sister killed herself. Like I've known her since, I know my friend since forever. So to be 20 years old and committing suicide, I was like, what is going on? So I always would give them money, but I started to walk. And as I walked and talked to people, I talked to a lady last year. She said she had 9 children, and every child that she had killed themselves. So I just was, like, so overwhelmed. I'm like, what is happening? Then another couple, they tried to kill themselves on the same day. The husband went to work and tried to kill herself. The wife went to work. I mean, she was home trying to kill herself. She wanted to kill herself because she had a miscarriage, him because of financial, but it so happened that they were both at the same hospital down the hall from each other, and neither one knew that they were in the hospital. So then they started doing the walk. So that's how all of this started. I was like, I want to do more just to give. I want to get the word out because depression and suicide is real. And you can smile just like Robert Williams. You can smile and be happy-go-lucky, but no one knows what's on the inside. So
and no one wants to talk about it because
Exactly.
Oh, you get over a lot of the, oh, you depressed. Oh, you ain't got nothing to be depressed about. You have this, you have that, you have this, you have that. And people just kind of shrug it under the rug. And people don't also realize that mental illness, even just the mental illness, mental health, period. Health is such, it's just as important as your cardiovascular, your physical health, because when you're not mentally healthy, the rest of your body is not going to be healthy. I mean, the brain is a wonderful thing. All the organs definitely need them, and I don't think people really realize. And then, you're working together, working with students and people who have mental health issues.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. And people, it's like, oh, well, they're just crazy. No, it's about being crazy. Sometimes it really is. You in someone's shoes. And even if you walked in them, you just can't. You still would never grasp it. And I'm still trying to get with the people who just kind of like, oh, well, they don't really believe depression is real. I still don't understand that in 2015.
Life can really beat you down. I always tell this running joke. Anybody that's known me forever, I always say that I never had the nervous breakdown that I deserve to have. Because with all the chaos in my life, from young into now, I should be in the nut house. I should be in an insane asylum. But it's only because of the grace of God that I am where I am now, and I'm not exactly where I should be. But where I am now is the testimony that he actually can keep your mind from going haywire. A lot of people don't have that. So you have all of these mental health issues, and you have all of these things that where most people can say, well, I only have a loaf of bread. They can make a meal out of that. Where most people, that's not enough. And they can snap from that. They don't have enough to feed their family. They don't have enough to pay their bills or whatever the case may be. Every situation is different for everybody, and that's why it's really important to talk about these situations. It's really important to get help. If you think that you're on edge, it's important for you to get help, to call someone, vent, scream, cry, kick, whatever you have to do to keep your mind just good, just to fight another day. So it's very important, that you give to this organization, because all of these monies, it goes to depression, it goes to mental illness, it goes to suicide prevention. So it goes to training and classes to show you some of the signs that you can see, because with suicide, it's not a clear path or indicator to show you that if they do this, this, and this, it can be anything. So.
And that's true, because a lot of people say, and then also people think that people who do commit suicide, oh, they're just taking the easy way out. For some people, that's their only way. That's the only way that they can find relief. And not even just the person who does it, but it's also for the survivors, the people who are left behind, because, of course, we've been through it, and we've seen it where the folks are like, well, what didn't I see? What didn't I do? The what if I could have, if I should have, so it's always, people forget about the folks who are also left behind, not only the person who suffered, suffered and took their own life, but also the people that they leave behind, the questions. So getting involved in this walk and like I said, for some people, if just getting involved in the walk, if that's enough for you to do, that's fine. Nobody is saying, you have to do everything, but do something. Do something.
Right.
And how's the team coming along? How's the team shaping? How many of us are going to be out there talking about how cold it is in the morning?
I know they told us it was freezing cold last year. We was wrapped up like mummies, so make sure you wear your warm clothes, or you want to wear your gloves or whatever, your boots or whatever the case may be. But it's a lot of us. That's coming out walking. I'm still having people text me, emailing me where to meet. It's just a whole bunch of people, and I was surprised, and I was like, I'm not going to say too much. Whoever came last year would come. But I was surprised at the outpouring of people that actually are going to come and do the walk with us. So I'm excited.
So now tell us, what time we have to be there, because, you know, I have to get my coffee in the morning before I get to see you, miss. I got to get myself together.
if you didn't register online like Ricky Jones, she did not, to be there at 7 o'clock
in the
morning.
You don't have to put me out there like that. You didn't have to put me out there like that. I told you I tried registering online, miss. You didn't have to put me out there like that. And be all, I was trying, and they told me the registration was closed. Don't do that, miss. You make it sound like I wasn't going to go. I don't believe you.
Oh, she's going, but she just don't do what she's told. So she has to register. So that means I have to get up early and come there and meet up with my girl, because I don't want her to be out there by herself. So 7 a.m., be there. We'll be at the art museum set. If you did register online, the walk starts at 9, but we want to meet up kind of maybe like 8:45, so we can all be together to walk together. We don't want to be separated, because when you get there, it won't be a lot of people. It will be empty. But when 9 o'clock comes, it's going to be people from everywhere. You're going to look and say, what happened? So you don't want to separate from your group. We all want to walk together. So I'm looking forward to anybody who didn't register. Don't be discouraged. You can come and still register tomorrow morning.
Now, for those who are not doing the walk and they want to be able to donate, how do they, what's the name of the team and how they go about donating?
Yes, you go onto the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and you donate under participant or team, and the team name is Tommy Alvin, TommyAlvin, like the chipmunks. You donate any amount. You do not have to have a specific amount. It could be your potato chip money, your soda money, yeah money. But donate something. It does not have to be a specific amount. Just donate something, because all the money will help. It is very important to donate to keep this organization running.
And don't worry about it, because if you haven't noticed, it is on all over my page. It's all over the Hannah Footprints page. So if you are not sure and you want to make a donation, whatever it is, please just go on those pages and you'll be able to find it. You can also, Lasagna will make sure that she tells us how we can get a hold of her. My favorite nurse, who one of our supporters who calls in a lot, she says that people only see what's on the surface, and it's sad that this has become a superficial society and they don't care what's going on in the inside. But she thanks you, Lasagna, for doing what you do and caring for people. And, you know, taking what you've gone through and making this world better. So thank you for that. She said, you sure you weren't a nurse in your past life? She said, you sure you weren't a nurse in your past life? Because that sounds very like a nurse.
No,
so that's
I haven't
my
been
favorite.
A nurse.
My favorite nurse. So thank you so much. We had we have another message that came through. Thanking you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your story. And could you tell us again? This is one of our folks out of, Georgia. This is one of our folks out of Georgia, one of our supporters that always calls in, hey. And our D.C., Maryland, Virginia folks, I see you guys. You are always supportive. But our Georgia fan said, could you tell us again what day your show comes on Blog Talk?
Oh, my show is on. Hi, Georgia. My show is on Wednesdays at 6. And actually, I'm going to do a special show because I'll be in Atlanta on next weekend. So I will have a show on Saturday from Atlanta. So you guys tune in.
Yeah, and I'm going to put it out there. And those of you who are on Periscope, yes, she's going to try her hand at Periscope Wednesday as well. So make sure we kind of like, I don't know, we kind of like the Wednesday Periscope night. I think that's our thing, our Wednesday Periscope night. But definitely those of you who are on Periscope, definitely find her. So now, Lasagna, how can people, as far as social media, how can they get connected with you? How can they get connected to the organization? Please remind people the name of the organization, how, and just all the ways they can get a hold of you. And be, if they want to participate, if they have information for you, how can they give that to you?
Okay, my information is, the name of the organization is the Commas After a Storm, and you can reach me by email at copmagnet31@yahoo.com. That's copmagnet31@yahoo.com. You can reach me on Facebook at Lasagna Burrell, Twitter, Lasagna Burrell or Lasagna 39. You can reach me there, Periscope, Lasagna B. What am I missing? I think that's it.
Yeah, you're not on Google Plus and Instagram yet.
No, not yet. But she's
not
trying to
yet.
Twist my arm. So soon I will be, guys. Soon I will be.
And so we'll see you at the walk in the morning tomorrow in Philadelphia. We're looking forward to the book that comes out. You said it's coming out in the fall of
2016.
Okay,
so you guys still have to wait. You guys have to wait a little bit.
If there's anything that you would kind of want to give to people, you know, when they're going out today, if somebody's going through, if there's a little nugget that you would like to leave someone to help them, what would it be?
Yes, it's a verse, Bible verse that has gotten me through many a tears, and it's Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and you know of them that trust in him. Everything's going to be okay. Just keep looking to him.
Well, you heard that. So now I have to spend the last couple of minutes because you're going to be on with me tomorrow night celebrating my birthday.
I will.
Yeah. For those of you who missed it earlier this morning, one of the things I said that I love about being on the mic here, 2 months, March is when I started Hand and Footprint, and that's also Women's History Month. October is my birthday month, and, the different causes. And plus it's when my former partner and I from House in Days, Brother Oleg, him and I actually got on the mic together. And before there was Hand and Footprints, before there was Beverly Nation, it was Halcyon Days. And we started off with 20 folks listening, then we moved up to 72 folks listening. Some of our favorite folks right out of Texas and out of Chicago and a couple other places. So every year we celebrate and we call it Halcyon Days Revisited. So we have a show tomorrow evening at 9:30 right here on Blog Talk Radio. Trust me, as I'm doing the walk, we'll probably Periscope tomorrow. I'm going to talk her into Periscoping with me tomorrow. So we'll probably Periscope tomorrow. Definitely be on while we're walking and huffing and puffing, talk about how cold it is, but it's for a good cause. But I'll put it on all the different views. I know I'm excited. I am excited. So it's kind of, you know, my Mike birthday and our anniversary. And Brother O is listening. Hey, Brother O. Hey. He has wonderful shows that are coming on Sunday through Friday. So, you know, make sure you check them out. But definitely sure to check us out. As always, you know, you guys can hit me up. Email themsrrikkijones@gmail.com. You can follow me on Facebook, both show pages, Hand and Footprints and the 15-Minute Conundrum on Facebook. You can follow me, Ricky Jones. You can follow me on Twitter, Ricky Jones. You can follow me on Instagram, Ricky Jones, and Google Plus. I have to run down. You should see me. Every time I do this, I have to go on my fingers like, okay, did I say that one? Did I say that one? Did I say that one? And Periscope, I'm on Wednesday night right after the conundrum. So definitely follow through. Lasagna, I tell you, you know I love you to the world and then beyond. I truly appreciate you being on, you sharing and taking all that you have been through and all that you are going to do and taking it in and sharing it with people and helping people. Truly an angel, truly a blessing. You know you have a special place in my heart, and I really appreciate the fact that you've come on, the fact that you are doing what you're doing. I'm so very proud of you. Thank you for being on the show with me today. I truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you, miss, and love you too, and thanks for having me.
All right, so don't forget, probably look for us tomorrow morning. We'll probably do something on Periscope, and I know she's going to fuss with me, but we're going to do it. We're going to do a Periscope. If you're coming down to if you're coming down to the walk tomorrow morning, if you did not register, it's at the Art Museum. she says 7 a.m. And it's funny because I am a morning person, so it's not like, you know, it's not like I'm not up with the chickens.
She is.
Yeah, I'm up with the chickens. I don't know what you're talking about, miss. You're up with the chickens, too.
I am.
Good chickens and come up with chickens. But make sure that you guys, if you're not registered, definitely, if you want to make a donation, please go to either my page or her page, and you can find out how to make the donation. If you want to get in contact with her, again, she is on social media. It is on. It's going to be on the Hannah Footprints page. It's also going to be on my page, so you're definitely able to get a hold of her. If you, in this month of October, there are many different causes, many different ribbons that you can wear, and it's beautiful that we can wear a ribbon, and it's beautiful that we can walk. But make sure that when you're walking or you're donating or you're volunteering, that you're letting people know. Not that you're tooting your own horn because it's not about you, but make sure that you're giving that voice to whatever cause that you're saying that you're supporting or donating to. Even if it's I donated and here's the link, or even if I'm walking and this is the organization, even if it's just that, sharing means so much. It can take us so many different places. I mean, you had the ice bucket challenge, and it just started off with just one thing and see how it snowballed. So any cause that you decide that you want to take up, any mantle that you want to be involved with, even if just participating or donating or walking, if that's what you're doing, share that information. Put that ribbon on your social media. Even if just once a week you talk about it, that's that one time you don't know how that may affect someone or influence someone to share it someplace else or to get involved. So please, like I always say, if it's not like breathing, don't do it. So whatever it is that you're doing that's like breathing, share it. Don't just keep it to yourself. Share it and spread the wealth, because you never know what that spreading of the wealth, how it will help someone else and how it helps you. Because a lot of times we give and we don't think we get anything in return. We do. The fact of us giving and the fact that we have another day to do it, that's a gift in itself. So, like I said, Lasagna, thank you so very much for being on. See you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
I'll bring you some. I know you don't want any coffee. Would you want some coffee?
You know I'll drink no coffee. Tea, ma'am, and sugar. Sweet like us. Sweet like us.
I'll bring you some tea in the morning. You know, I'm going to have my Starbucks, child. I have my Starbucks. And, you know, we'll see you in the morning. Thank you for being on. You guys, thank you for always constantly supporting. Those of you online, thank you for being online. Those of you who called in, we had a lot of callers who called in. They didn't necessarily want to share, but they definitely listened. So thank you for bringing that, Lasagna. We truly appreciate that. Hopefully
you guys will continue
listening to the different people that I bring to the forefront and the voices that and things that they share. Thank you guys for being with us. Have a fantastic Saturday. Bundle up. Run out and get me some coffee because it's calling my name, some pumpkin spice. Bundle up. Be safe, those of you who are in Jersey and or those of you who are on coastal areas. Please be safe. Please be safe. Please stay indoors. Listen to whatever authorities tell you. I know that the storm has kind of veered off, but definitely make sure that you pay attention to what's going on. God bless everybody. Lord willing, we'll do this next Wednesday and next Saturday morning. I'll see you guys. Take care.